Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Patty Green, Dr. Patty Green. Professor Patty Green, Professor of Entrepreneurship at Babson College, all of those things. Patty holds the President's Distinguished Chair of Entrepreneurship there at Babson. She's director of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program, right, Patty?
Academic Director, yes.
Academic Director and a National Academic Director. Actually, probably global, probably galactic. the galactic Academic Director, folks.
I just promoted her. I want that T-shirt. Yeah.
Director for the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business and lead author of the report, The Development of University-Based Entrepreneurship Ecosystems. Patty, in the years that you've been working on this 10,000 Small Business Program, you've learned some things. Talk to us about those.
We learned a lot of things. Two of my favorite ones, one of them actually goes to what you and I were just talking about at break, Jim, which is how people learn.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I do love about this program is we set it up so that we give a curriculum framework, but the small business owners learn from each other. You know, it's a dedicated time where they can dive into things topic by topic and talk about how do they do their marketing? How do they hire talent? How do they develop as a leader? How do they access capital? So I think one of the things we've learned is about how entrepreneurs learn, and that helps us do better programs.
Mm-hmm. So what did you find out?
Oh, about people growing. Well, for one thing, this new report, it adds about 1,000 business owners to the report we issued last year, so a much larger sample. And now we measure not just at 6 months, but at 18 months, so mm-hmm. we can see, is it what I call sticky? Does it mm-hmm. last? And it's just going really well. I mean, right now what we're seeing is that at 18 months, 76% of the alumni grew their revenues.
Wow.
You know, as far as 18 months again, just over, a tick over 57% created jobs.
Hmm.
What we've learned from that is that they are all kinds of people with all kinds of businesses. There isn't any industry that is represented more than 10% except for professional, scientific, and technical services.
Right.
And I think that's largely because there's so many different kinds of businesses
right.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just all kinds of businesses.
But they outperformed the regular Main Street businesses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the national comparison would be that we draw from the National Small Business Association because it's very hard to find comparisons. Is for our 76%, the national comparison would be 45. Mm-hmm. And jobs for our 57%, the closest comparison we can find is 22.
Hmm.
So it's a very significant difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other thing, too, that we've learned and is, I think, very interesting to think about for economic development is, I mentioned they're not startups, they're not
right.
turnaround, but our median age is 11 years old. So for a lot of business, these are businesses that were rather stuck.
And these are businesses that I like that you differentiated that because so much of the media is focused on startups who are
mm-hmm.
going to be the next Amazon or the next Microsoft or whatever. There are people. What people should remember is the small business owners that are really making a difference is the aggregation of about 20 million folks like your 10,000.
Exactly.
They love being business owners. They want to be a business owner the rest of their lives. They may want to give it, you know, let their children have the business after them. They're not looking to go public.
Oh no. You know, it's funny too. I was just in Detroit last weekend to do one of our sessions, and one of the questions to the business owners was, "What does growth mean to you? How much do you want to grow?" Some had a specific figure in mind. You know, others, there were, of course, like in the general economy, there were some that want to create empires.
Mm-hmm.
One person I remember said, I want to make enough money to support my family in our lifestyle. And then he laughed and said, a very, very nice lifestyle. So, I mean, people have all different kinds of what they think growth should be. But you bring up a good point about what we think small businesses are when you read the media. And Karen Mills, the former administrator of the SBA,
mm-hmm.
was known for correctly saying that less than 5% of all the businesses in the United States are tech-based businesses.
That's right. Yeah.
So when we look around as far as entrepreneurship.
And probably only a couple of percent are even interested in like a venture capital deal.
Oh, that's about 3% of all the companies,
yeah.
Which is fine. It's a very important segment. It's just by far not the only segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what did you teach? What's an example of something you taught that these people learned in your program that you feel made them perform so much better?
We have a mod we call Growth and Opportunities, and we really focus on them picking out and investigating a new opportunity. And for us, that's a new product, market, or service.
Mm-hmm.
So taking their existing business but looking at how can I grow this through an innovation. And we actually have, I'm starting to call it Gumby Day, for those that remember Gumby.
Yeah,
you know,
yep.
The little green guy.
Because mm-hmm.
we take the opportunity and we give them exercises that working together, learning from each other, they bend it, they stretch it, they twist it, they play with it. But then by the end of the day, they decide what slice of it they want to pursue. I think that's a differentiator for
right.
them to think a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only about,
mm-hmm.
You know, how am I a better business owner? How do I do any of these aspects better?
Right.
But it's really looking at what do I want to personally create and how do I want to do that? And then it's about getting the resources, you know, finding the
mm-hmm.
right sources of capital, being ready to access that capital. Then we go to those kinds of steps.
So I need your website.
Absolutely. Best way to look is gs.com/10KSB.
gs.com/GS for Goldman Sachs.
Yes.
And what's the rest of it?
/10KSB.
10KSB. Okay, check
yep.
that out, folks. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.